Hello, everybody. This is Doug Newsom, the Cosmic Poet. I'm right now just adjusting the levels, so stay with me. I get the unique privilege of adjusting the tone levels because I'm in the studio, of course. Boy, there is a lot to discuss. A lot has been on my mind. I've been through a great many insights. I've read some wonderful poetry, and I've accomplished a great deal of work, all in a short amount of time. I actually need a vacation. I feel like I'm 7 days a week, from the moment I get up to the moment I go to sleep, working. I love it. I really do. But sometimes you want to bring something refreshing, something new into the package, so you can grab a hold of something from that and, you know, use it for the next experience. But if you just continue along the same experience, you can sometimes fail to grow maybe at the way or the speed at which you would wish to grow, though there really is no speed and way. Just hard to put that into words. So much has been happening. I get so excited when I talk about BBS Radio. What is BBS Radio? This is something, as I've been moving through each and every segment of this company's development, I found that the company really is at this point looking for its essence. It's found its essence within its shows. And once in a while, we're seeing shows change up, the lineup change up. But we're really coming down to an understanding of our essence. Of course, I don't need to express it into words, but I guess in a way, today we use mottos and slogans and essence statements and marketing tools to repeat ourselves so we get a hook into the consumer's mind. And one such way, of course, is your brand or your essence, your motto. You know, I would love to, if I had two loves, I'll tell you my first love. My first real love is you. Every single thing out there. But my second real love would be to have the time to talk to people about two particular subjects. One, spirituality or awareness or any tool that the human you would utilize to gain awareness to anything. Let's put it that way, any tool. But I'd also like to talk about business, development, corporations, financing, and everything from A to Z and in between. That's something I've spent all my life doing. It consumes most of my life. Something that is fairly easy, but you have to know the process in order to benefit. It's like any tool of spiritual awareness. You got to use it to get some benefit. So I would love to, but this program is not about business and the application of ideas and ranging capital and setting up corporations or whatever for whatever reason. Because that ultimately doesn't make me happy. This does. This makes me happy. This is what propels me. This is what energizes me. BBS Radio doesn't make a penny, and it's got my heart, mind, and soul wrapped into it. I bet you it does for a lot of people. This is really your family and your source to total awareness. I get excited when I get to meet the hosts over the phone. Some I've met in person. And see all the various disciplines and understandings of modern thought in its dizzying array. Dizzying array, yet simple array. Because they all connect. They all have harmony. They all have a tune, a message, a vibration that is very simple. Simple for us all to resonate to. It's a feeling. It goes beyond putting words to it, because if you feel, it's like walking into a room, you feel really good, you feel really good. You don't need to put words to it. Well, that's kind of the frequency, the vibration that spiritual people kind of emanate. And that excites me, because that really energizes me. So I take the opportunity to spend time at BBS Radio and listen to as many shows as I could. It'll really wake you up. One of the things that I find fascinating, outside of cosmogony, cosmology, and all the wonderful studies of how, you know, things began, metaphysics, you name it, but I like reading books on discovery, how we're doing in the telescopes out there, what's happening in the world today. And a very good source that I read is Discovery Magazine. I find it enjoyable. And I've got a couple things in Discovery Magazine that actually popped out because I can identify with their understanding. And the more I read these magazines, the more I read Human Thought, the more I see that people are verbalizing a feeling, an understanding. And sooner or later, it's going to go to that simple feeling and understanding. We won't really need to verbalize it. But since we have to at this point to communicate, it really struck me. For example, this on page 18, an article by Susan Kruglinski. And it's entitled Dark Questions. Astronomer Brad Schaefer of Louisiana State University, a maverick who unmasked the scientific inspiration for Sherlock Holmes and calculated the time of Jesus' crucifixion, is stirring things up again. He now suggests that the universe expansion may have been fundamentally different in its earliest years from the way it is today. A finding that would rock astrophysics, if confirmed. His work builds on research first published in 1998, when two teams deducted that the growth of the universe is speeding up. Cosmologists now attribute this acceleration to dark energy, an undetected force that stretches space apart. I can go into this. You know, and it's a short article. But there's so much out there, and dark energy has its place, whatever that may be. It's part of the space. So that did pop out at me, and I thought I'd share that with you. Something else popped out at me, and it's something that's been on my mind. In today, for the internet, when you're dealing with radio, there's only certain ways that you can get your messages out there, people to listen to you. One way, of course, would be internet. The second way is you could advertise, you know, pay money to magazines or newspapers or radio or TV. But proper search engine placement, if you're an internet radio company, is key. Key. And that's consumed me for the past week. It's all I've been working on. Every single thing to get MetaTag correctly, to get the pages up, the hosts up, and everything done so it could start getting submitted to search engines. And search engine spiders would track you well. There is various ways to do it that are almost so important that if you don't do them, then you'll never get ranked. Your page will never be seen, even if you think it is, because you put in some word and it comes up the first one in one search engine. I can tell you there are certain methods and keys that they want. Every page should be standard across all web browsers, period. Whether you're using Netscape or Microsoft, all of them. And it should also be properly meta-tagged, and links should be taken from outside of your website if they link to an outside place. Everything needs to be relevant. The meta tags, the keywords, the number of repetition of the words within that page should be your top meta tags. Bottom line is, it's just coding, and it's going in there and really doing each thing correctly. So I'm excited about that, because now we're going to start penetrating search engines, and my goal is to get the word of all these wonderful shows out there, believe me. If you have an opportunity, tell people about PBS Radio. Okay, that's number two. The third way is satellite. Satellite is a great method. And while I'm thinking about this and being told about this, and I, from what I understand, half a dozen of our shows are actually going to link their broadcasts up to satellite, so they're not only, they're taped here and created here, basically, but they're also fed to satellite so other people can download these shows. Now, that's exciting, but what's that all mean, Harry? Yeah, as my father always used to say, what's that all mean? I guess you really don't know what it means until you know what the market is and who does what and what it costs. But I do know there are around 1,600 satellites out there in the world. So that number boggled me. And it came from Discovery Magazine as my mind was rolling through these understandings. 1,600 satellites up there. What can't they see you doing? 1,600! How many is that per major city? Wow. Anyways, everybody talks about privacy. I don't know if there's privacy anymore. Just keep your P's and Q's in order, and you survive. Is that it? Now... Yesterday, I was watching, this is a poet show, and I don't see many people posting too much poetry, except I've seen one new post since last time, and I am going to read that post. So we are going to get to the poetry section of this, but a few things I'd like to discuss. And I think taking your mind on some of these spiritual journeys and some of these spiritual understandings, as well as looking at the overall mechanics within this radio network, I think that I have fun doing it. Some people have fun listening to it. And until I get booed off the stage, I'm going to continue. I watched a show yesterday. I don't get the opportunity to watch much TV. As a matter of fact, I don't watch TV. I prefer not to. But if I rent a show, or I see a show, or something just snags at me, then I might sit back and watch it very, very late into the wee hours of the evening, or morning. One show was Johnny Mnemonic. And you've probably all heard that show with Kevin Reeves, where he puts an implant in his brain, he stores all this data, but he has to lose a lot of long-term memory. Well, what do you think of that? What is the value of your history? Simple question. One of millions I could abstract from this simple understanding. But still begs to be answered. When we, as spiritual beings, look at history, do we not, in essence, go backwards to go forwards? Do we? To some degree, we must, huh? Because for a moment there, we have to take a past event and bring it forward to utilize that information on something in our present state. But doesn't that hold us back? Like, if you were moving at the speed of light, what could hold you back? What would slow you down? Well, if your consciousness is speed, and it is speed or energy, What would slow it down? What would slow consciousness down? Memories? Would memories slow consciousness down? Whoa, how many times have you heard that question? I bring it up because in many ways I think that we forget that we don't need to go backwards to go forwards, but we need to go inwards to propel farther forwards. But does going inwards mean going backwards or reflecting on something in our understanding, our history? Things to think about. Do you know, I hear a lot of people that are in this beautiful business of helping the world. It's not even a business, but understanding, a way of life. And one of the things that you notice is that most of them are not well off. They don't, because they give a lot of their capital away. And of course they would. Anybody in need, to a spiritual person, in many ways they'll give you everything they've got. They'll think of you first. You see that. So, and anything that they can get, they would like to be able to put to use helping you. And you see that. And that means that a lot of them do not live well. I was thinking about that for a minute. I thought to myself, well, even the opposite could be a situation that could have the same outcome of a condition. That means you're making so much money, you have no time, so you can't get out anyways, and you got all the stress, and you're working twice hard anyways. But you do make it, so you do have a lot of money. But in both conditions, we don't have enough time, it seems, to go out and take a vacation. So what do you do about that? Believe me, folks, I haven't taken a vacation in 6 years. And I believe, in my heart of hearts, that I can't remember working. Well, you know, it happens, but I usually work 80, 90, 100-hour work week without a problem. I don't even think about it. Don't even blink about it. But I do need a little bit of a break. So I was thinking, well, Doug, what could you do? What could you do? Because it's been on my brain for a while now. And everybody tells me I got to get out to the ocean, something about the ocean. But I'm thinking, I take a vacation whenever I want to. Problem is, sometimes I just don't do it because I'm so lazy, I'm too afraid to get out of my chair to take my vacation. But what do I mean by that? You're in your mind, you can go anywhere and be a thousandfold happier. And by the time you got to the end of that 30-minute journey, have something unfold to you could have never received in any other manner or any other force or on any other vacation. Something that powerful. That can happen constantly to you if you go inwardly. If you go inwards, things start popping, time you spend, and it's just like being, but there's the point at you, with it, and by the way, there's always a greater calling. There's always a greater pull, a desire for you, the soul, the spirit, to go inward, to understand itself, to understand, recognize, not its, understand itself so much as become aware of all of its parts. That's what we do. We're trying to become aware of more of our, of all of our parts. We want to. I mean, that's what we ask for, isn't it? Okay. Let's ask ourselves another question. And I like asking questions. I really do. Because I don't often hear answers outside of the spiritual understanding that have harmony in them. And when you're when they are spiritual understanding, in many ways they're a harmony because you're at harmony. Do you under, it's almost like you, it's, if it's, what's the most harmonious answer? You've got the right answer. What's the easiest answer? What's the most connected? What's the simplest, most connected, all conjoining, sum of one understanding? What would be the, and then you find that, if you know it, don't you? Right? It's like the color white to anybody right now. You know it. But, I tease you this. What do you want to know? Anybody ever ask themselves that question? Ever even thought about it? How many people sit down, say, you know, I want to know the riddle to Da Vinci's mysteries? Does every answer have to be a life quest? What do you really want to know? I'll bet you if you did, if you wrote down the five things you really wanted to know most in life, the five things, you wrote them down? How fast do you think you'd get the answers on all five? How fast? Today's world, communication. Probably pretty quick, huh? You could. So how many questions do you ask yourself a day? What sort of questions do you ask yourself a day? How many times do we even ask ourselves a question outside of, when's dinner going to be ready? Huh? Or, gosh, when am I going to have enough time to relax? There are questions. But if you ask yourself that sort of a question and you don't respond, then basically you've given power to nothing. Really. Your brain's going to keep on looking for that. And if it doesn't get it, then it's going to become kind of it's not going to really effectuate itself right away. It's going to become a pattern. You know, on BBS, we got so many shows, folks. I had to come to a repeated understanding, a renewed faith in what I initially felt to be correct as to where this BBS radio was going to evolve. And I thought one of the real advantages to BBS radio, outside of trying to make it free in every which way possible, fact that we have diversity. We have numerous shows. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of shows. Nobody could get bored here. It's almost to the point where you could turn us on 8 hours of every day, learn something new, and all of those 8 hours not have to go to university, feel better at the end of that day, and wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be wonderful? You can do it. That's the power of the internet right now. I'm already looking into satellite companies, folks. I am. I think there's a way to do a deal with every satellite out there. I think there's a way to get in every bloody search engine there is. But BBS radio is really your source to total awareness, but it's more than that, isn't it? I mean, awareness, self-aware, higher awareness. It's more than that. I think it's a place where people should spend a day of their life, an hour of their day every day, or 2 hours, or just leave it on like you would the radio. Put the radio on and put BBS radio on. You've got a tuner, and you've got a computer, right? These shows have some power at their core. But when you're here, sometimes, and you don't want to be a judge. I'm no judge, and I'm not a good one. I don't want to be one, and that's just that. Doesn't mean a thing, does it? Sometimes we're put in a position where we have to make decisions. We're forced to make a decision. Does it go? Does it stay? Is it white? Is it black? It's like the world puts you in that sort of a, you can't not make a decision one way or the other, this way or that, right, left. Might have 360 degrees of decision-making possibility to infinity. But you still got to make a decision. And when, one of the things I've tried to keep my, imagine, how do you make the best decision? How do you do it? How do you decide, Doug? What go, wow. That would nerve me. Really would. It does. Because I love people. I only want to help the world. And I only want to provide as much opportunity to self-discovery in one place as there can humanly exist. I really want that for the world. I want the world to be open to the understanding of being truthful. I think I handle problems the worst of them, folks. Because I believe in truth, but I believe any truth can be delivered with compassion. Can you imagine? You imagine Gandhi delivering anything that somebody totally disagreed with anything less than compassion? Would a person hate him for telling him? No. Or any situation. You can, you know, everything you do, you handle with love, even the most difficult, stressful situations. You're going to actually get through it. You're going to do a darn good job. And you're going to do the best you can. You're going to probably, and here, how do I, but I don't judge. What I do is I just feel. And if I feel good when I'm in your presence for an hour or every hour for a while, and I can walk away and I feel normal. Okay. But if I feel bad, negative, upset, and that's a constant situation, then there's something wrong. Doesn't mean that what you have to say is wrong. You might be absolutely correct. You might be telling truth at its highest level. But if I feel bad, mad, pissed off, upset, after I heard what you had to say, and I was constantly feeling that way, what would that mean? What does that mean? Is that what everything's trying to do to you? It's trying to piss you off, rile you up, get you mad, excite you, turn your world in a way that you can't understand it or control it? Well, I make it very simple on myself. And I feel the answer. How do you feel something? Well, if you're in the middle of a war zone, you feel really bad, don't even open your eyes. You feel you shouldn't be there. You don't even need to open your eyes. You'd feel it. Doesn't mean that war didn't occur. People died there. But would you stand in a place that gave you? Now, you could do it, but would you do it all every day? There's a balance. We need to experience both sides of the equation. That's true. But that's what comes back to the understanding of variety. Lots and lots and lots and lots of shows. That's what we want. We want to be able to tune you in to everything. The highest levels of metaphysical thought, the most robust people in the world of spirituality, light workers with higher understanding. Higher understanding evolved because it's an evolution to their human total oneness of all of us. You can move up the scale any way you want to, same scale. It's not even a scale, but you're moving in a direction. You can move in every direction. But ultimately, we're all moving together. You can move your separate way and still move the same way I do. It's called win-win. We do it all the time. Just depends on how we look at it. That's all we ever do. Just depends on how we look at it. Ah. Boy, this is a, for me, I always get excited when I get to read a little bit of poetry. It turns me on. And I don't have much poetry to read, which saddens me a little, because I really do like to share the words and works of others with others. If I can, if it has meaning to somebody out there, well, hey. And hopefully that meaning is empowering you to feel better in some way. Because if it doesn't make you feel better, it's taking away your power. I don't care if it's a conversation. I don't care if it's a TV. Whatever it is, it's making you, in any way, just not feel positive, then something's wrong. It's wrong with either one. Well, it's always this case. It's your understanding of the situation. Because when your understanding changes, so does the picture. It's like a process. It just happens like that. Just happens like that. Well, this poem, written at authorsinkwell.com, INKWELL, authorsinkwell.com. Well, this was written by my Auntie Di. I love you, Auntie Di. You really make me smile every time I think about you, the fact that you're here at BBS Radio, your wit and your humor, the fact that we communicate more. I'm really fortunate. This poem is entitled Pots and Pans. Doing cleaning for a living leaves me less than refreshed to do my housework. So here's a poem. I learned in school that I occasionally recite for inspiration to do the dishes. So, Lord of all pots and pans and things, since I've not time to be a saint by doing lovely things or watching late with thee, or dreaming in the dawn's light, or storming heaven's gates. Make me saint by getting meals and washing up the plates. Warm all the kitchen with thy love, and light it with thy peace. Forgive me all worrying, and make my grumbling cease. Thou who didst love to give men food, in room or by the sea, accept the service that I do it unto thee. That takes me back to ditties, almost. Oh, the Canadians. Especially those that reside in the northern part of, right up on the border of the southern part of Canada, near the Pacific. Vancouver Islanders, they have a very dry wit. And I can always remember my aunt having that very dry wit. And so, in my family, I'd grow up with my father, who, of course, his sister, they had the same sort of wit. And my father would always, rant off a ditty now and then. So that reminded me of that. Thank you. Well, folks, I would stay and continue reading more poetry. But there is no more poetry. So, please post your works. Call in. I know I never make the number available, but I figure, if you really want to get online, you probably call in on some other show. So. But I do love you all. I've got lots to do. I'm going to get back to it all. I do wish you all much love, much peace. Know that we're with you. And, we love you. We honestly love you here at PBS Radio. Bye-bye. You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.